Outside the Ring with DJ Miggy.
It's your boy DJ Miggy, and this is Inside the Ring. Oh man, a lot has happened in this wrestling world of ours, and I gotta say, I love it. But first things first, let me go ahead and give out some shout outs to those hardworking individuals that are doing their thing with their podcasts. Okay, I hope everybody had a lovely week. I hope everybody had a good weekend and all that stuff. You know what I mean? So let's get that crap out of the way. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about the results of Extreme Crappy Rules, as well as the results of AEW's Fight for the Fallen. Okay? So here it is. Let's go on what's going on WWE Raw side. All right? And also, let's also talk about what's going on WWE SmackDown side. I can't really say on what side, which side, and anymore, because ever since this stupid fucking wild card rule, all members of both rosters are on both shows, as you can see, folks. But anyways, let's go ahead and let's talk AEW first, because AEW is, like I've been saying, it's where it's at. Because right now, AEW again has been putting the independent scene pretty much, I could say, on the map. Because seriously, that's exactly what they're doing right now. I'm surprised that they did this literally free event just so they can actually help raise money. I think it was for some type of cancer thing. I think an event, that's what it was for, you know what I mean? So yeah, it was to raise guns on violence for the victims of Florida, if I'm not mistaken. That's what it was. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So yeah, anyways, I'm gonna give a quick rundown on who won what, and at the same time to give you my opinion on what I thought about the show. All right, Sunny Kiss defeated the Liberian Peter Avalon. That was the pre-show. All right. Again, I'm sorry that that was the opener of the match. Then you also hear, we also have B. Brisley and Sako Nakajima defeated Britt Barker and Rio. These are some Asian names. I can't pronounce them right, so if I say your name by mistake wrong, don't shoot me. I'm trying my best to pronounce your name. All right? So, yeah. I'm sorry that I can't say it right. So, we also have here MGF, Sammy Guerrero, Sean Spears defeated Jimmy Havoc and Darby Allin and Joey Janela. Man, these names are so hard to pronounce. Jesus Christ. Anyways, also, Cody Rhodes' wife defeated Allie. Give me a quick rundown, folks. I'm not going to get into the match in depth at all. The Dark Order, Evil Uno, and Stu Grayson defeated Angelo and Jake Evans versus Jungle Boy. All right? A lot of kids like Jungle Boy. Brings a lot to the table, that kid, man. Very energetic. Also, we have here Hangman Adam Page defeated Kate Sabin. That was actually a great match. Also, we have here SoCal Uncensored. That's Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky with Christopher Daniels versing the Lucha Brothers. And I gotta say, that match was good. And guess who came on top? The Lucha Brothers. And after the match, Lucha Brothers challenged the Young Bucks to a, a ladder match at the next AEW pay-per-view that will be taking place in Chicago. And who knows? We're all hoping that CM Punk makes a return back. That will be awesome, people. CM Punk make a wrestling return. But who knows? We don't know yet. Kenny Omega defeated Seema. Also, we have here, oh man, the Young Bucks defeated Cody Rhodes and Dustin Rhodes. That was actually a great match. So, my honest opinion with this event, even though it was a free event to raise money, I'm going to give you my honest opinion about this, and I'm going to tell you, be honest with you, I give this a B+, because it was good, it was fresh, and at the same time too, it was where it's at. It's all about wrestling, and I got to say, this was exactly what I wanted. You know what I mean? So yeah, shout out to AEW for keep on doing their thing. You know what I mean? Because AEW is where it's at. And I can't wait till they actually have their TV show during the week as well. So also, let's get into Extreme Rules. Man, I don't know where to start. I was so upset with this pay-per-view that I was like, man, is there anything else on TV to watch? Because seriously, ever since WWE has made Extreme Rules as one of their main pay-per-views, I'm gonna school these young kids about the name Extreme Rules before I get into the Extreme Rules pay-per-view results. All right, Extreme Rules started off, okay, with just being one night stand because of Paul Heyman, and Mr. McMahon wanted to try to bring back ECW. It became a major failure. Okay, so after the second one night stand, WWE decided to put themselves by naming every single June pay-per-view, Extreme Rules, and how everything shifts. We don't know when Extreme Rules is gonna come. So now we have a main card pay-per-view that's called Extreme Rules, where one night of the year, everything's extreme. Where I think that it's absolutely bullshit. And I want to say, before I give you my honest opinion, I just want to say it was bullshit. So yeah, I'm going to go through this snooze fest of a pay-per-view and tell you who won what. And at the end of the day, I already told you what I thought about the pay-per-view. Right now, it sucked. It sucked. It sucked. It sucked. It should have been better, folks. It should have been better. Okay, we have here a match that should have been in the main pay-per-view. Man, this is what pisses me the fuck off right here. Shinsuke Nakamura defeated Finn Balor for the Intercontinental title. These are two great athletes that were from New Japan, and now WWE is washing them off with their watered-down, environment of a place to work at. Because you know what? Why the fuck will you have these two guys in the pre-show? This is the type of shit that pisses me the fuck off. This was not a pre-show fucking match. This was supposed to be in the main card. But anyways, shout out to both superstars because they both did it one hell of a job. Okay? Shinsuke Nakamura defeated Finn Balor. I think Finn Balor at this moment is going to probably take some time off. You know what? If you take some time off, I hope you could jump ship to AEW. At least they utilize your talent over there very well, buddy. Also, we have here another match. This should have been pre-show all the way. You know what I mean? Should have put the match right before, like, the pay-per-view itself, not give the pre-show two matches. This should have been one match for the pre-show, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. The Cruiserweight Championship match right here. All right, Drew Gulak versus Tony Nese. Okay? Gulak defeated Tony Nese. I don't give a fuck. Then you jump into the main show. You think that this match, what I'm about to say to you folks, that would have been actually a part of the upper tier of the main event. No. It was actually the fucking first match of the main pay-per-view. Roman Reigns, Undertaker versus, oh God, the best in the world, Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre. Okay, I'm going to skim by these real quick. Yes, Undertaker defeated with Roman Reigns, the best in the world, Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre. Yes, fucking Shane McMahon fucking put Undertaker through a table doing his stupid fucking elbow drop, and Undertaker and Roman Reigns had the last laugh by Undertaker fucking tombstoning Shane McMahon. I think this is right here like somewhat of trying to forget about the fucking bad match that Undertaker had with Goldberg at fucking Crown Jewel. But anyways, that match is still there. You still put on a bad match in Crown Jewel. And you putting on the show here doesn't really matter. What you need to focus, Dead Man, is retiring and doing one more match with Sting, and that will be at Survivor Series. I really want that match to be at Survivor Series. I don't want it to be at fucking Saudi Arabia. Fuck that shit. It's supposed to be a Survivor Series. Undertaker debuted at Survivor Series, so did Sting. Have them both end their careers at a Survivor Series. Okay, match number two of the main card. Raw Tag Team Championship, the Usos versus the Rival. I gotta say, this match was actually not that bad. But I will tell you one thing. I actually like the Usos. They're a great tag team, so are the Rival. So I really hope that they continue this feud much more longer than it should, that they're going to try to make it. You know what I mean? Because I think they're going to shorten it, but they should be a longer feud between these four. So yeah, Rival wins that one. Then we get to Aleister Black making the challenge, and then you know who accepted it was Cesaro. Cesaro got defeated by Aleister Black. Next match. Wow, handicap match for the SmackDown Women's Championship belt. This right here, I thought that maybe Sasha Banks will come back and probably do some dumb shit like either beat the hell out of Becky Lynch and her come back as a heel or something like that, but no Sasha Banks at all. So right here we have Alexa Bliss and who was it? Fucking Nikki Cross get defeated by yours truly, Bayley. Next, Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman, last man standing match. I really didn't care about this match at all. Who came on top? Braun Strowman. It's just just funny what they grade these matches on the internet. So stupid. Triple threat match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. Shout out to the New Day. New. Six-time WWE champions. Yeah, that's right. The New Day are your six-time WWE champions. That's Xavier Woods and Mr. Big E. I have a tongue twister, folks. Sorry about that. Right here. United States Championship match. Ricochet versus the phenomenal AJ Styles. New United States Champion, Mr. AJ Styles. Yes, with the help of the club, AJ Styles is your new United States Champion. Kevin Owens defeated fucking Dolph Ziggler. Less than fucking 3 seconds. When the bell rang, Dolph Ziggler talked some trash, and Kevin Owens followed it up with a Stone Cold Stunner. And pretty much with a thunderous ovation. I want to talk about Kevin Owens in a bit. But then also we have here the WWE Championship match. I'm going to skip through this. You know who's champion. Kofi Kingston defeated Samoa Joe. I don't know why they keep on giving Samoa Joe these big opportunities. And he's not pretty much winning them at all. Here we go, folks. Extreme Rules match. Tag team match for the Universal and Raw titles. Seth Rollins with his new girlfriend, the man, Becky Lynch, going against used to be authority figure Baron Corbin and the beautiful, cocky Lacey Evans. Got defeated by Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. But here is the show stealer of the night. Yes, Mr. Brock Lesnar cashed in his money in the bank, folks. And he is your new Universal Champion. After hitting Seth Rollins with a German suplex and an F5, Mr. Brock Party himself, Mr. I don't want to come to WWE events, I only go when I feel like it, is your new Universal Champion. I gotta say, even with Seth Rollins beating Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, even Seth Rollins being Universal Champion, okay, to me, he has not made that title relevant at all. You know what I mean? I still see him being champion, but not making it relevant and thinking that it will be a big thing for him to be Universal Champion and he was going to do something with it. I'm sorry to say what I'm about to say. I'm actually glad that Brock Lesnar is Universal Champion. Right now, they can actually focus on bringing up bigger and better stars. And also pushing them. And at the same time to sleep on the Universal title, because seriously, that title to me was not going nowhere. It was actually a snoops fest of a title. Seriously, there's like, that title to me does not bring like any excitement whatsoever. Alright, the only title that brings excitement to me is the WWE Championship belt. I can't wait till Kofi Kingston actually drops that title to somebody that is well deserving. Because after him having his WrestleMania moment, I'm actually am tired of it. I actually want to see a new WWE champion right now. So let's see what will happen come next month at SummerSlam. So I really want to see Kofi Kingston drop the title to somebody else. And if I want to see a Universal Champion, I gotta say AJ Styles, Ricochet. Like, people like that, or Finn Balor, or Bray Wyatt, somebody else. Seth Rollins, Universal Champion, he was actually putting me to sleep. I'm sorry to give you guys the bad news, but eventually, Seth Rollins to me is not a good Universal Champion. All right, let's go into the giggles and shits, okay? God, this shit right here makes me laugh. Jeff Hardy gets arrested, folks. Gets arrested. For public intoxication. You think that this guy will literally cut the bullshit out and stop his stupidity and focus on his family? Yes, I understand that he is injured. But God damn it, if you're going to drink, drink at home. But this is the same guy that actually had a bad match with the Icon Sting because he was intoxicated and drugged up. They have given this guy so many freaking chances in Impact, WWE, Rehab, and all this other stuff. This guy is old. What do you think to lay off the bad habit and focus on what's more important in your life is entertaining the fans, being a family man? You know, you got millions of dollars. Enjoy it. But you're enjoying those millions of dollars fucking up your life, bro. Look at the greats like Razor Ramon. Freaking, who was the other one? Jake the Snake Roberts. There's people, there are other wrestlers that are no longer here because of their stupidity. And you're still young. You still can actually continue wrestling. Not as much, have a light schedule, but God damn it, man, lay off the fucking booze. Get off the fucking booze. Like Stephen A. Smith will say, stay off the weed. I'm telling you, stay off the stupidity, man. Focus on your family. That's what's important right now. Your family, your health. Damn it, man. And this is the reason why CM Punk capped on your ass years ago, because he knew that you weren't stable with your life. And I'm already saying it, like, God damn it. Look at your older brother, Matt Hardy. You don't see him doing stupidity shit. He's living the best life. And you should be too. But no, you just want to get fucking caught up on stupid shit. Get drunk in public. Bro, you got a fucking massive house. Wouldn't you think you get drunk inside your house? And what does your wife think about all this? Yes, the fine was fucking only a measly maybe $150. But damn it, man, I would follow you. Stop the bullshit. There's only so many chances that WWE will give you. But you know what? I laugh about this situation. What I want to tell you right now is that WWE does not want to take a chance in releasing Jeff Hardy because they are afraid that AEW might scoop him up. Yeah, they can scoop him up. But I'm going to tell you something right now. They scoop him up. Are they going to give him that many chances? Are they going to give him that many wings? You know, stuff like that. Because there are so many chances that these wrestling promotions can give him. But WWE does not want to release him because all of a sudden AEW is right now digging through their talent pool and see who they can get next. Like when WWE did the same thing to WCW. But you know what? AEW is not doing that. It's wrestlers that I want to go over there. But a guy like Jeff Hardy, big name, and the likes like Chris Jericho that are already in AEW, the likes of Dean Ambrose that are already in AEW, that once was in WWE, to jump ship. They could take him, but will they take him in those circumstances? Vince McMahon right now is taking Jeff Hardy in those circumstances. And also taking a slight risk on the situation. You know what I mean? So right now, Jeff Hardy needs to literally, again, stop the bullshit and focus on his family and wish a speedy recovery and to get do what he does best. And that's not fuck up and get back to the ring and entertain the fans. Okay. Right now, Roman Reigns wins at the ESPY Awards. Shout out to Roman Reigns. And also, let me see. Roman Reigns, I think I spoke about this before, is like somewhat transitioning into after WWE. I think he has like a couple more years left. He wants to become a movie star. You know what I mean? Because he got pretty much locked in with his cousin, The Rock, and they were doing the, I guess, the Fast and the Furious remake or whatever it was of Hobbs and Shaw, and he was part of that movie, so he got kind of like, you know, the limelight of the Hollywood life. Now he wants to be part of it. And I think I mentioned it last time that Mr. McMahon is afraid of that shit, but you know what? If Roman Reigns wants to do it, well, let him do it. You know what I mean? And another thing that happened at the ESPYs, all right? Daniel Cormier was supposed to fight Brock Lesnar. I think I mentioned this. I don't know what podcast episode, but I think I mentioned this before, folks. And he was a guest at the ESPYs, and he mentioned that if he can't fight Brock Lesnar at the Octagon, then he will jump ship to a WWE ring to fight the Beast Incarnate. So, that being said, Triple H kind of liked the idea, and he would like to make it happen. But if this match were to happen, will WWE let them fight to the fullest potential? Like if it was the UFC, and let them beat the hell out of each other, or they're gonna actually have a match? You know, wrestling match, no holds bars or something like that. Because you gotta remember, rest in peace, Owen Hart. Okay, I remember it was SummerSlam. I think it was 1999. If I'm not mistaken, 1999 or 1998. I forgot what SummerSlam was it. He fought Ken Shamrock inside of an octagon, and he put on one hell of a good show. And the reason why I say the Octagon, why don't you bring the Octagon to WWE and have them fight inside this cage and give the fans what they want and give Daniel Cormier what he wants and see if Brock Lesnar can put up or shut up. After pushing Daniel Cormier, I want to see if Daniel Cormier has what it takes to beat Brock Lesnar. You know, Brock Lesnar's already a beast in the ring. Can he actually beat Daniel Cormier in a WWE ring? Can he actually tell Daniel Cormier, this is my house, and while you're in here, let me beat you up in my house? So let's see if this match were to happen. If it were to happen, let's make it the biggest fight of the summer, like they're doing right now in pay-per-view, folks. Manny Pacquiao versus Keith Truman. That's just a shout out to the both of those boxers. I know this is a wrestling podcast, folks, but you know what? It's summertime, and this right here got me freaking hot. Hot like an oven. So if they're actually going to bring, if they're going to actually do this match, shit, why don't you bring back freaking fall Brawl for All 2? You know, it's the summertime. Have WWE freaking mixed match matches, you know what I mean? Boxing. Then you have freaking USC inside of a freaking boxing ring, or a WWE ring, or a USC ring. You know what I mean? There's so much things that WWE does that they could do and bring back. But to see see Daniel and Brock fighting a WWE ring, that'd be great. That'd be really great. But yeah, also, there is a WWE reunion coming up, and in this reunion we will see the likes of Hulk Hogan, also Eric Bischoff is making a return, even though he's already made a return behind closed doors, being the executive writer of SmackDown. We will see Paul Heyman as well as the Beast himself, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Jim Ross actually is refusing to go to the reunion, even though AEW have let gave him permission to go. So, but he does not want to go at all. He does not want to show his face. And you know what? I don't blame him. And he did not leave WWE. He left WWE with a bad taste in his mouth. That's what I really want to say. He's happy where he's at. He don't want to pretty much double dip in both organizations. He just wants to stay humble and be in peace. And that's exactly what Jim Ross is doing right now. He's in peace. And I like this for him. You know what I mean? I really like the fact that he's right now in a good place right now. You know? So also, I gotta say, what is going on with Fast and the Furious? I already mentioned that Roman Reigns was part of the spinoff of the Fast and the Furious. Now, rest in peace, Paul Walker. I think I mentioned this. John Cena is part of the new Fast and the Furious franchise that will be debuting next year. And all I gotta say is, what the fuck? Dave Bautista mentioned something about this. And he was like, what's next? He has a bad guy. Why is WWE want to take over Fast and the Furious? Why are the wrestlers being overtaken or by Fast and the Furious? When I saw that The Rock was part of the franchise, I thought in the beginning it was good, but then realizing it was stupid. And they actually doing this little stupid spin-off thing. You know what? I'm going to take shots at the Fast and the Furious franchise. And even though this is a wrestling podcast, I'm going to tell you something now. First of all, that all started with just this franchise, okay? All started with just people loving cars and a movie about cars getting hooked up. You know what I mean? Street racing. Stuff that was like, you know, big in the early 2000s. Now you look into the time now, they took this stupid franchise. I say stupid because it was good in the beginning. Now they took this stupid franchise and fucked it up with their stupidity. Adding nonsense people. Then next thing you know, taking the good plot of the early stages of the movie into making it seem like Die Hard. Then when I say stupid, they're adding the John Cena's of the world. Then they're adding The Rock. The Rock is there. He has a problem with Vin Diesel. Now John Cena is part of the franchise. Rest in peace, Paul Walker. I gotta say, if Paul Walker was still alive, you think this would actually happen? Even though The Rock was part of it, you think that this would actually be allowed? This right here gets me mad, folks. Stop putting wrestlers in these big budget movies and use them on other big budget movies. That'd be great. You know, ever since The Rock became a movie star in Hollywood, he's been like the Bruce Willis of Hollywood, John Travolta. He's been like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone. He's been all these different actors. Then you're gonna put him in movies that are spin-offs. Then you're gonna put him in weird, messed up movies. Same thing with John Cena. And I'm actually proud of Dave Bautista literally not going ahead and like dipping his feet onto something that's already turning into mush. You know? Dave Bautista's already doing his thing in Hollywood. He don't need to step his feet onto something that was once great. He wants to make his own legacy. The Rock should have been, he is going to make his own legacy in Hollywood. But to do these stupid movies and spinoffs and being part of franchises, it's not a good fit for you. Same thing with fucking John Cena. You know, I would like to know what other wrestlers are going to be part of big spinoff movies. Because I think it's absolutely retarded and stupid. God, man. Anyways, I want to get into Bray Wyatt. Raw and SmackDown this week, again, very low. The one big highlight of the week was Bray Wyatt coming back and actually debuting his new Firefly character. And I gotta say, it was very, very creepy. I liked the mask. And he attacked Finn Balor. I already told you that Finn Balor should take a break after losing the IC title with to Shinsuke Nakamura. But I will tell you this. Okay? It would be cool, okay, to see Bray Wyatt. Firefly Bray Wyatt going against the Demon himself, Demon King Finn Balor, at SummerSlam. That'd be kind of an entertainment match, I would think. You know what I mean? With those two wrestlers, with their like kind of hellish characters going against each other at the biggest party of the summer. Well, anyways, folks, I would like to go into the music hour. That's right, it's the music hour. And this week I'm dedicating this music hour to, I gotta say, to some Latin flavor. You know what I mean? I wanna play some Latin music, you know? And also, I wanna shout out to my cousin, Tina Barrero. She just dropped a track to me all the way down from Florida. And I'm going to play it right now. It's called Nocturnal. And I got to say, my cousin is doing her thing. Doing her thing. Thank you for the fucking track. And this is right here, Inside the Ring. And this is DJ McGee's playlist of the week. And this is Nocturnal by yours truly, Tina Barrero.
Nocturnal.
You're in the mix with DJ Miggy.
As the night begins, I come out fresh, head half braided. My style eye popping, damn, I'm looking so X-rated. I'm ready to get it popping, my whole status is flossing. I'm riding the swarm, you better be on caution. I step in the club, looking right to left. Gotta check, them hoes mugging me, they looking to be victims of death. Bandana tied to the side, rocking banging jeans. Looking kinda mean, niggas wanna get up in between. Ayo, wife is steaming up, thinking I'm digging her man. Have the sex appeal on me, I'm thugging for Benjamins. I be ballin', the name T will make them niggas have a reason to be falling. My, I couldn't handle it, her man did coming towards me. Oh shit, what's good, nigga? He go drive quick on his knees. Holding that Aldi bottle up and holding L up with my lip. Head on out to the whip and flex out and just dip. Hitting bitches, pee my figures, never test on a G. I'ma handle any trick that try to get up on me. I really don't give a shit, I'm the powerful dawn bitch. I step in this world to make haters get a seizure and flinch. Nocturnal bitch, sleep during the day, wake up at night. Prepare for any danger shit that gets up in her sight. Nocturnal bitch, don't play and never fucks around. Got eyes locked on a hoe who needs to get shot down. Nocturnal bitch, sleep during the day, wake up at night. Prepare for any danger shit that gets up in her sight. Nocturnal bitch, don't play and never fucks around. Got eyes locked on a hoe who needs to get shot down. This beat's off the hook, niggas bopping their head. Bitches rotate their ass, make dick stiff like it's dead. My deadly walk has niggas hypnotized, can't close their eyes. It leaves them in shock, they know which ass to recognize. Real niggas say my name, fake bitches play it. Hate is T-I-B-O, the one that lose nothing but weight. Mine gets mysterious, niggas so curious. I got hoes in the corner mugging me, looking so serious. I wish a hoe step up so I could stab him through the stomach. Twist and turn the guts and have blood dripping while I'm cutting. Keep your distance, keep on wishing, ain't no getting in my spot. Any hoe step, they bring your smoke coming out like snot. My bitches got got they heat in case forever wanna start. Blast through the chest and leave a hole right through their heart. We sick minded, take a hammer, bash out your teeth. Pieces flew to a blaze, sliced tongue, unable to eat. Guns popping in the club, wall full of blood, that's how it's done. Body parts decorated like a kick, I'm that nocturnal bitch one.
Nocturnal bitch like during the day, wake up at night. Prepare for any danger shit that gets up in her sight. Nocturnal bitch don't play and never fucks around. Got eyes locked on a hoe who needs to get shot down. Nocturnal bitch like during the day, wake up at night. Prepare for any danger shit that gets up in her sight. Nocturnal bitch don't play and never fucks around. Got eyes locked on a hoe who needs to get shot down. Oh shit. Oh shit, it's T-Bow taking over. Oh shit, I'm taking over, I'm taking over, I'm taking over, I'm taking over, and cut.
Shout out to my cousin T-Bow. You know what's up over here, Massachusetts own DJ Miggy, as well as shout out to my family out there in Florida. I know you guys are enjoying this beautiful weather, but when it gets winter time, you guys don't want to come out here. I wouldn't blame you. But anyway, also, my next song of the week, I'm going to play some new We Sing In Yandere featuring Daddy Yankee. Daddy Yankee featuring We Sing Yandere. The song is called Si Si Puedas, something like that. Can't pronounce it right, folks, and I'm Puerto Rican. But anyways, here it goes. This is Daddy Yankee, We Sing Yandere. Let's go. Let's enjoy, folks. It's the Latin hour of the podcast. It's the playlist of the week, folks.
You're in the mix with DJ Miggy.
Pina Record.
Si supiera que me gustas tanto, que me tiemblan las manos cuando la tengo cerca.
No sé ni cómo decirte.
Que no me basta con ser su amigo, y para mí es un castigo ver que no se dé cuenta. Se supone que esto no pasará, pero llegan las ganas y divierten las penas. Se supone que no respondiera si aparece el deseo tocándome a la puerta.
Su pelo, su cara, su amor.
Warriors, Daddy Yankee with We Sing Yandere. That track was actually hard, folks. It really was. But I love when there's actually crossovers with American and Latino and stuff like that. So I got some other new shit here. We have here Jason Derulo featuring my boy Farruko. This one is called Mamacita. That's right, folks. This is the playlist of the week, man. All Latin this week, man. I want some Latin flavor for your ears, folks. Latin flavor for your ears, folks. Let's go.
Mamacita.
You're in the mix with DJ Nick.
What's up, it's nice to know ya. Can't wait to get you back in my car. Spread on my wall just like a poster. Now I'm gonna want a little taste. Excuse me for filthy things I might say. It's your fault your body makes me that way. I know some games you might wanna play. You know I'm gonna wanna love you like this all night. Tangled up until the sunrise. Girl, you shining in the moonlight. Why you dancing in here so low? Say you from Santiago. Anywhere you go, I follow. I'll even learn a little Spanish. Dímelo, nena, tráeme tu cuerpo ahora, baby. Bájalo, mami. Bájalo, mami. Muévelo, mami. Que lo que, mami.
What's up, what's up?
Baila, la, la, la. Wind your waist for me. Let me taste, mami. Okay, mami. Say, bye, la, 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 la. Bye, la, 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 la.
Como el chuape, sin miedo no te tapes. Que quiero ver lo grande y lo duro que te se escape. Si escupe como bate, lo esquivo y tiro un yape. Y si lo hace como baila, creo que me voy a capela. Y muévela, muévela, muévela. Pero dale poli, dale y saca candela. Pero muévela, muévela, muévela. Dame fuego pa' prender la marianela. Dale lento que se queme poco a poquito. Dale hasta abajo así mismo bien suavecito. Pega y toma, tú sabes que no me quito. Pero si te pillo de ti.
Dímelo, mami, que hay, hay. Fuck. Mueve lo que te dio tu bye, ay. Quiero darte, baby, una ray, ray, ray. Yeah. Nos vamos en la movie, mi flow, Dubai. Yeah. Say you from Santiago. Woo. Anywhere you go, I follow. Woo. I'll even learn a little Spanish. Dímelo, nena, tráeme tu cuerpo ahora, baby. Bájalo, mami. Bájalo, mami.
Bájalo, mami.
Muévelo, mami. La 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 la,
work it slow, yeah, on the floor, yeah, make me wanna say,
bye la 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 la,
show me salsa and bachata, wind it up for me, bésame, tócame, dímelo, nena, tráeme tu cuerpo ahora, baby,
bájalo, mami,
bájalo, chiquitita,
muévelo, mami.
That was Mamacita, Jason Derulo featuring Farruko. So right now what I want to do, folks, I'm playing that Latin flavor, but I want to go some Latin old school for your ears. This right here is one of my favorite Big Pun tracks of all time. And I have to say, I wish Big Pun was still alive and still, well, making great gangster hits, you know what I mean? So this one right here is Big Pun featuring Prospect, Off Its Head. Let's go.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
You're in the mix with DJ Nibby.
Thank you.
love what, nigga, what? Better watch your ass, or I'm pulling choppers out the sides and helicopter your ass. About a block and a half, cause I'ma ride for my niggas, die for my niggas, puff fly with my niggas, send them high with my niggas, when you at, prop?
Hey, yo, it's off with his head. Let the blood shake, it's on my thugs, turn up our slash. Yo, I rap like one of the best. My mag, them in your flesh, they on tracks, but they running from death. Who fucking respect? Yo, dog, I'm the youngest to rap. Coming correct, niggas know I blow my gun in the sack. Cause I'ma ride for my niggas, die for my niggas, pop fly with my niggas, till I'm high with my niggas.
Hey, yo, it's off with his head. Slap the shit out the devil and tear his horns off his head.
Hey, yo, it's almost over. Few months, we all going no Jehovah. So then I'ma keep the steel in the shoulder holster.
I ain't ready to die. Bury me alive. But if my nigga got beef, we gon' dance and die. Cause I'ma ride for my niggas, die for my niggas, puff fly with my niggas, till I'm high with my niggas. What you say, twin?
Hey, yo, it's off with his head. Left the body stiff and dead with the infrared. It's hard to survive. That's all my whole part is to strive and taking niggas live. So what? They try and take mine. What I'm supposed to do? That shit slide like I was close to you. This murder I write. Pushing the hearse, let me show you.
Cause I'ma ride for my niggas, die for my niggas, puff fly with my niggas, till I'm high with my niggas. What the deal, stun? Hey, yo, it's off with his head, nigga. I was born in the fucking dawn of the day. I always got my gun, like I always got my gun. Fresh out the box, oiled and cock. Clock's only one, what's up, I'm gonna pop. I ain't gonna stop till I'm done. So either call the cops, I'm about to shot, nigga. I'ma ride for my niggas, die for my niggas, puff fly with my niggas, till I'm high with my niggas. Hold me down, watch.
Hey, yo, it's off with his head. Put that nigga to sleep and make a cough in his bed. I come from rough times when niggas bust nines and be like, fuck rhymes and buff dimes. Living on front lines and lust crimes. You better trust mines, I'm down for the cause. Give me a round of applause, I hear the sound of the force.
Cause I'ma ride for my niggas, die for my niggas, puff fly with my niggas, till I'm high with my niggas. What the deal, kid? Hey, yo, it's off with his head. Cock the leg, redecorate the crib, burgundy red. Hey, yo, I never front. I want whatever nigga to stump. Whoever wanted, gonna get lift with the pump. I mention the dumb, my trigger finger fitting the chump. Got the whole left side of my face twitching the stump. Cause I'ma ride for my niggas, die for my niggas, puff fly with my niggas, till I'm high with my niggas, take us home done.
Hey, yo, it's off with his head. He ain't really won it, so we lost it instead. Picture me rolling like Pac in the drop. My style too hot to figure out. Lord, please don't make me put this nigga out. My trigger shout through your area code. A scary explosion, click it, Larry and fold.
Cause I'ma ride for my niggas, die for my niggas, puff fly with my niggas, till I'm high with my niggas.
Now it's on, twin. Now it's on, twin. Yeah. Now it's on, twin.
Tell us more.
That was Big Pun, Office Sex, featuring Prospect. Back to the good old 90 days, you know what I mean? Man, Big Pun was actually a great lyricist, you know what I mean? Back then, that Terror Squad was actually pretty good. You know, old Terror Squad, not that new Terror Squad, you know what I mean? I wish things were the way that they are now with Terror Squad, but Big Pun ain't around to patch things up anymore. But anyway, folks, this is my time. This was Inside the Ring. And again, Jeff Hardy, get your shit together. It's your boy DJ Miggy. Peace.